Welcome, one and all, to the show that never ends. This is Saki Bamagogo, show 158. My name's Mao. Let's get to the screaming.
Wubba lubba dub dub!
We'll be right back. It's your old pal Krusty for my new pork sandwich, the Clogger. If you can find a greasier sandwich, you're in Mexico.
There you go. That's how you start a show. That was The Bat from the official The Bat Club CD. I played Batman theme, Summertime Blues, Jailhouse Rock, and Reaction. And of course, as we all know, that is Promy's favorite band. I kid Promy because he was on the show like 6 times and then never again. And he said he didn't like that band. So every time I play them, I have to say that. Promy did write me this week, and he was talking back and forth. He's still in Florida, of course. I've moved out to Wisconsin, and he was talking to me about 3D printing. And he was showing me some of the stuff he was doing, and I said I didn't need a new money pit to throw money at. But he did have some really cool stuff, and I was like, wow, he's on it, man. He might talk me into it, but I have to address many other things first. I'm doing a welding class, and I got metalworking stuff, and I have to set up my screen printing shop, which is interesting. I thought I would move into the new house, boom, start working. In Wisconsin, because it's really, really cold, the garage is really, really cold, things aren't pliable anymore, which I was like, ooh, I forgot that. Like, everything in Florida is rubber and plastic and all that stuff is very pliable because it's very hot all the time. Up here, you pick up something and you're like, oh, this doesn't move. This is frozen solid. I forgot that. I also forgot I don't move when I'm frozen solid. I also forgot when you have a washout tank for your screens that sprays water and just goes out the drain, if it's cold, it's going to just freeze. Yeah, that's a little problem. I got to do a workaround with that. Yikes. So that's the holdup with that. I don't think you tuned in to listen to this garbage. Let's play some music. That's the stuff you did tune in to listen to.
All right, you hayseeds, it's a stick up. Everybody freeze. Everybody down on the ground.
Well, which is it, young feller? You want I should freeze or get down on the ground? I mean to say, if I freeze, I can't rightly drop. And if I drop, I'm going to be in motion. You see?
Shut up!
Okay, then.
I hate you. お前らは助け去って今かの命。I hate you. 私物分かりのいい日陰の女。I hate you. お前らは助け去って今かの命。I hate you.私物分かりのいい日陰の女たまにふとトラウマ顔を出してどうしよう下脱日陰の女
何遍私をほか好きや何遍私をほか好きや何遍私をほか好きや何遍私を
I hate you お前らは助けさて今かの命 I hate you私物分かりのいい日陰の女
ハイリスク通り堪能が中継してお邪魔しないから
ずって I hate you私物分かりのいい日陰の女たまにふとめちゃくちゃにしてやろうかと思う
何遍私をほか好きや何遍私をほか好きや何遍私をほか好きやブロークンハートでダブやらへん何遍私を殺す気や何遍私を殺す気や何遍私を殺す気やブロークンハートでダブやらへんブロークンハート私を返して
Good luck!
男は火星人女は金星人釣った魚に生卵シンプまた放つ無天然です男は火星人女は金星人釣った魚に生卵 死ぬまで群れ Where are you boys headed?
Canada. Canada? We're going over the border to Canada for some french fries and gravy, sir.
Poutine.
Canada, huh?
Almost made it.
Right, that was Otoboke Beaver from their Itekoma hits. I think I did that right. I played track one, not even going to bother with that. Track six, Introduce Me to Your Family. Track eight, Bad Luck. And track nine, Don't Light My Fire. That's Don't Light My Fire. Do yourself a favor and look that up on YouTube. It's glorious. I know you love it. I you know, one of the things that I'm kind of getting really burned out on the internet, and like it goes, I started getting kind of tired. I do a lot of stuff with the pinball world, and I, you know, I listen to a couple podcasts, on a Poor Man's Pinball podcast. I do some stuff on there, and I try to become involved in the show as best I can. But you listen to the podcast and then you go online to the forums and stuff like that. And it's just such, I'm getting tired. Just so tired of the negativity. So tired of the, you almost like get too much. And I try and go into these things. I'm never negative on the internet. I don't really say, if anything, I try and be jokey. And not even that too much because nothing comes across correctly. But you go, you know, you go on these places and it's just like wave after wave of snarky jerk negativity. So I'm kind of, know, I might take a couple steps back. I've been thinking about it more and more, and I was like, probably be a good idea. One thing can go away any minute is the Bernie Sanders cold guy picture. Yeah, we get it. Everyone has to do their own take on it. I'm so tired of it. Oh my God. You know, something starts, and then by day two, you're starting to see some of the funnier ones. You're like, okay, haha, that's funny. And then it's day 20, and it's like, oh, please stop. Please make it go away. It's not going to go away. Social media is the worst thing in the world. And that's when you have to just smash your phone, I guess. I don't know. It's just like it's one of those things where you just, man, come on, man. Can everyone give it a break? No? Neat. Here's some 5, 6, 7, 8s. You knew it. I knew it. Everyone knew it. It's time for the 5, 6, 7, 8s.
Please give me $1,000,000 and the fridge with a padlock and, oh yeah, huge pectoral muscles.
knocking on the door.
I don't need you, mama.
So baby, did you ever more?
I don't need you no more. So baby, just a little bit.
Our shenanigans are cheeky and fun.
Yeah, I mean, his shenanigans are cruel and tragic.
Which makes them not shenanigans at all, really.
Evil shenanigans.
I swear to God, I'll pistol whip the next guy that says shenanigans.
Hey, Farva, what's the name of that restaurant you like with all the goofy shit on the walls and the mozzarella sticks?
You mean shenanigans?
Oh!
You're talking about shenanigans, right?
Put those away!
My name is Mao, and with me as always...
Dr. Morbius?
From Parts Unknown.
Question mark?
This is the promo for Slow Robot A-Go-Go, the B through Z grade movie review podcast.
Yes, B through Z. You know what that means, kids?
Mostly Z grade.
That's right.
If that's obscure and you've never heard of it and it's horrible, we're your men.
We're your men.
We're here to...
We're the dudes.
We're the dudes that are going to review it and talk about it. And you're going to be like, why would they talk about that? And we don't know either.
And then you're going to want to run out and get these movies and pay big money, Blu-ray money to get these movies because they're all great and you're all going to love them.
We're waiting for that phone call, Criterion.
Oh,
if you want to, if you want a hungover idiot and a guy who knows a lot about movies that no one's ever heard of,
there's another idiot too.
We're your men. We're here for you, man.
We're the usual gang of idiots.
But anyway, go to bunchofdorks.com. Click on the first button. That's Slow Robot A-Go-Go, and then you're gonna hear all about B movies that you never knew existed.
That's right.
And then click the other buttons for fun and enjoyment.
Two dimension button, which is what we're on now. Comic books. And all that other good stuff. Go to Radio St. Pete. We got other podcasts on there, too.
We got crazy podcasts out the wazoo. We've lost our minds.
Hey, lady!
Oh, no.
Some of America's fiercest killers were also lady killers. Pretty Boy Floyd was one of the best. Charles Arthur Floyd was just a poor country kid who parlayed a little ambition and a lot of bullets into a successful bank robbing career. American International Pictures brings out the best and the worst of one of this country's most public enemies in A Bullet for Pretty Boy. Fabian Forte stars as Pretty Boy Floyd, who had none of the minor vices. Killing, robbing, and chasing women were his thing. The girls who loved him and the men who hunted him called him Pretty Boy.
Got nowhere to go, but I'm going.
See Fabian Forte in his most unusual role. See A Bullet for Pretty Boy. Rated GP.
You have failed me for the last time, Admiral.
And you're probably like, what was all that? Well, I'll start with, that was the 5678s, of course, from their self-titled album, the 5678s. I played I Walk Like Jane Mansfield, Handsome Man, I Don't Need You No More, and Scream. I wanted to use Scream because I promised a very Scream-filled episode. And then, that was an old promo I found. I found a couple old promos from a movie review show that I am kicking around starting up again. I did it for a lot of years. That was an old co-host that has moved on to different stuff. And boy, you know, it's just one of those things where I listened to it. I was like, oh, I'm going to drop it in. That is still live. If you go to bunchofdorks.com, top button, Slow Robot A Go Go. It's the top button because I'm the one footing the bills for the website. You can also just go to slowrobotagogo.wordpress.com. And if you like bad movies, man, I do tell people to go to the other one, the .wordpress.com, because I have on the side, I have it, every episode listed alphabetical movie, which movie titles we did alphabetically, and then also like there's a different one by number then, so you can go, okay, episode 7 or whatever. So it was I watch a lot of bad movies, and I've been watching them, and I'm like, why am I not doing a show on this movie? I've watched it, I know it, I study about it, I learn about it as I'm watching them, because I love old bad movies. Sooner or later, I'm going to start it up again and just figure out the new format as I go, because the hell with it. But that's not why you're here tonight. You're here to listen to some Japanese punk. So here it is.
Do you know what you're doing?
I have detailed files on human anatomy.
I bet. Makes you a more efficient killer, right?
Correct.
Yeah.
I wish we could stay here forever. Ever. Ever.
And that was, of course, Mad 3. I played Ace of Spades, Blue Suede Shoes, Katsuyasha. Oh my god, I'm just the worst. I shouldn't even try and do it. I'm not going to try and do it. And then Rock and Roll Kingdom. Man, Eddie Legend truly is. So, that's Mad 3. Go and check them out. Check out all the bands I play, of course, online. They're all, most of them all have Facebook pages. That's how I find them and ask them if I can beg them to let me play their music. And with about a 13 to 23% return on my beggings. Yeah, do the math. So anyway, I think that's going to be it for this week. I'm going to play us out of here, and I'm going to try and find the screamiest of screamy to play us out. This has been Saki Bama Go-Go Show 158. I will see you all next week. Same bat time, same bat channel.
Oh, I'm sorry. Did I break your concentration?
That's it, man. Game over, man. It's game over.